All right, guys, fire away.
Adrian, both of those touchdowns, the formations on both of your touchdown runs just look like they're brute force lineups. Would
yeah.
you describe the formation and what you saw?
Yeah, you know, that's what we want to, you know, want to present. You know, adding an extra guy on the line and you know, imposed our will. And the guys did a great job up front today. And I was just able just to use my instincts and come up with two big plays.
We hear this offensive line is beat up. They don't look very beat up. You know, you have injuries and everything else. Tell me about the makeup of this offensive line.
You know, these guys are just hard workers. You know, they're determined. You know, even though we've been short-ended with some injuries, you know, guys have stepped in and they take it serious. And they're working hard during the week to improve. And it's been showing the past 2 weeks, you know, when it's game time.
Congratulations on your baby and two touchdowns. Extra
Thank
motivation,
you.
Obviously, but just a kind of good to wrap it around a win as well, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It started off well. My son was born early this morning. So that right there just kind of put things in perspective, you know. It was just like, wow, this is what life is really about. You know, so coming in here today and just having the support from my teammates and just going out there having fun, you know, that was the only one way to end this today, and a victory was it.
What time was the son born, and when did you get here? And kind of take us through the morning just with the kid being born.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much specifics, but he was born early, around the 9 o'clock hour.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was 7 pounds, 3 ounces, 22 inches. And it's the funny
to
thing.
To not be specific.
I know. He looks just like Adrian when he was born. You know, so I knew that I had to get here and get ready for the game, and we was able to coordinate things, and it worked out. I got in here, was able to get dressed, get warmed up, and, you know, play.
Did it feel like it had been forever since you'd been in the end zone to finally get back there today?
It did. You know, so, you know, it felt good to finally get in the end zone, knock that rust off, and it would have been nice to get a third one, but I told my fullback earlier in the week, I said, once when you get down to the first score, instead of running 20, ISO to the running back, I'm gonna ask him if they can hand you the ball. And it happened, and they called a different play. You know, so when I came up short on the 1 yard line, I was hoping. I was a little tired too. I was looking back, please call 20 Wes to the fullback. So it felt good again to see my fullback get in there. He worked so hard, and a touchdown for him means so much.
It wasn't only Zach, but you had Ellison that was blocking well for you today too, huh?
Yeah, Ellison, man, you know, he's a guy that I look at. If I had to pick a team, he would be one of the first players I pick, you know, because I know when I'm going to get out of him. You know, he has that that warrior mentality. You know, he reminds me of Jimmy Clunsalsa. But it's just, you know, he's a smaller guy, but a guy that's dependable, that's going to block, and that's going to, even if he loses on a block, you know, it wasn't because of effort.
You had said the Adrian Peterson last week wasn't the Adrian Peterson you remembered. Was today's the one you remember? Or?
Somewhat. It was, I feel like it was some flares. I felt my legs felt lighter today, and just the preparation throughout the week helped with that. But I felt good. You know, the body felt good. Mind was in a great place. And, I think I'm back.
Chad's form on his pick six.
I know. I'm going to give him a hard time when I see him tomorrow, but that was just an incredible play, you know, to add on to just everything that happened today with my son and then having a decent, you know, a great game. And then Chad, a guy that's been here since I've been here, you know, we've been through the up and downs together. Like, we have this weird connection that I can't even explain. So to see him perform and make a big play like that, 91 yards, to add on to how special this day began. I couldn't ask for anything more.
What did you do differently this week to prepare yourself?
The biggest thing was I made sure I did some conditioning just to make sure my lungs were open. You know, last week I felt like my conditioning wasn't where it needed to be. And not saying that I wasn't in shape. I'm probably in better shape than 80% of the guys that was out there, but I wasn't able to really run the ball and recover like I was used to. So I was able to identify it after that first drive, what it was. And took care of that, and I came out today and felt so much better.
Some sprints?
Yeah, just some sprints and just open the lungs up.
Yeah. Adrian, what was the play call on the long touchdown run?
Was it 40, doctor? Yeah, I think it was four-year doctor extra. And
doctor?
Yeah, four-year doctor extra. I was able to press it and helped a lot. The offensive line get on their guys and bounced it out and was able to make the cornerback miss with the stiff arm and just cut across field. It was so funny because I was talking to Coach Stu, a receiver coach, earlier this week. And I was like, Coach, man, I'm not going to lie to you. Last week, when I got the pass from Teddy, I was so tired. He was like, yeah, I know. That wasn't you. The Adrian Peterson I know, you know, you would have cut back. And it's so funny because as I'm running down the sideline, I see the guys, Widow, pursuing. I thought about what Coach Stu said. The Adrian Peterson I know, he'll cut back. And I just cut back, bam, and was able to have a big play out of it.